Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Jonah Radio. Dio can't make it because he's excited about Neil's air horns and it keeps him away. You know, the air horns is what keeps Dio away from the real world.
Really?
He'd float back in to our existence if it wasn't for air horns.
This sounds like Jonah Radio fanfic, frankly.
I wish so. We had some pretty good Jonah Radio fanfic sent in.
Oh yeah, we asked them to do erotic fanfiction with us in the comments on iTunes,
and a couple people did it, and it was a lot of fun. Anyway, here's the theme song.
Is this the first show with the theme song?
What was that, Sean?
I said, is this the first show with that
theme
song?
Remember the whole thing I was talking about like, it's like, if you're not on, we're not recording, you don't need to speak into the mic?
We were recording.
Yeah, but the song was on.
We don't talk over it, like Hot 97?
No, no. Sean O'Connor's here for now.
Three-timers club.
Is it really the third time?
It's the third time.
I can't imagine.
On Jonah Radio.
But we're so great together.
Yes, we are.
Fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
Hey, great, Neil. Neil's playing entire movie sound clips.
What?
Cash is here. Cash is back.
Hey! Oh,
you're not back. You're not here next week.
I'm not here yet. Yeah. No, wait.
Because you weren't here for Weird Al.
I wasn't here for Weird Al.
We recorded Weird Al, and Cash couldn't be here for that. Hampton the Ount is here. Hampton. Hi.
Well. What have we got here? Fucking comedian.
Maybe I should.
I want so many more of those.
Oh, don't.
How funny
don't
would
do
that
that
to them?
How funny would that be if a zoo crew, they just like kept doing those sounds, but then one is just the rest of a movie. That's all of half of RoboCop.
Yeah. Also, joining us is Aaron Manger. Aaron, hello.
Hi.
Manger?
Magner.
Magner. See, I do that Jeff Mangum thing.
Yep.
Where it should be Jeff Magnum.
Yeah.
Jeff Mangum.
It's also Hampton Yunt.
Who cares?
I cares.
It's Mangum.
Is it Yunt?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
I've known you for...
That's the way I say it. Hampton Yunt.
How does the rest of your family say
Hampton
it?
Hampton Yunt. Pleased to meet you. They say idiot. They say jerk.
Oh, Hampton.
I guess some people can say Yount, you know? It's like kind of... I mean, what? Why does everybody always think that's so weird? Is
no
that weird?
You should have a
no
preference.
Every time I say it, people always make like a weird kind of quizzical look.
When
like,
you what?
Like,
No, because your whole name is weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's the realization that, yeah, a guy this white would be named Hampton.
Yeah. I mean, I live and breathe it, man.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, you know, my parents pulled it out of the ether and just like they knew.
Or they picked like a really rich town in the Northeast.
Hey, it's split, man.
What?
It's not all super wealthy.
What?
The Hamptons. There's like small town and then rich town.
I'm named
it's
after
where
like
I grew up.
A Southern general.
Southern
Wade
general.
Hampton.
There's the slums of the Hamptons?
Well, it's just like it's like Cape Cod.
That's a show,
like,
man.
Slums people who live
the
there year round are not like super wealthy.
Oh.
They're diggers?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I said diggers.
Yeah. Like,
whoa! Oh, don't say it twice.
Yeah, how dare you? We all know your nose is stuffed up, but it's...
Sean is definitely saying the N-word.
Yeah. I'm saying diggers.
No, seriously.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no, they're clam diggers.
Yeah.
That's when you get all up in it like a sand crab. Neil, this was the worst idea is to put you on an actual computer.
He's got a page of guns.
Can I get an Austin Powers soundboard?
Neil's an internet thug. He's got a page of guns.
Are we going to prank people with like...
Neil.
Neil, relax on it a bit.
I hit it once. That's how many times.
Sure.
That's like your defense in court.
Yeah.
I hit it once.
And Sean O'Connor's here.
Shit, they got a
We already
campus.
Did that. You already introduced yourself by talking over the theme song.
Sean Z. O'Connor's here.
Yeah. Sean Little O'Connor.
The bad boy of comedy.
Ooh. You already have air horns.
That air horn sounded like it hurt itself right at the end.
fighting?
That's several different air horns.
That's the classic one, the last one you played.
Yeah. Neil, we're good on sound effects.
Maybe my least favorite
No, we're not.
I haven't heard one Austin Powers one. That's my favorite soundboard.
Okay. Neil, pull up an Austin Powers soundboard.
I'm going to. I'll surprise him with it.
Okay. Shit. We'll just start a song.
I have an album out.
This is our friends. You blur
the song and screams his plug.
Our friend,
3 minutes into the show.
Remember when our friends and you blow it? Our friends and you blow it just did an EP of all like Weezer covers, and this is their version of Surf Wax America. I'll do it, Neil. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, baby.
All right, that was You Blew It.
My wife.
That was You Blew It doing Surf Wax America. I like that version.
I love that name.
You Blew It's a great band name.
Yeah, with an exclamation point.
It's great.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
I blew it. If he goes solo, he can be I blew it.
I blew it. It has more weight to it.
When yeah. he goes solo,
I blew
they
it.
Blew it.
They blew it.
Out of here.
But good versus that song is 20 years old.
Wow.
So
fuck you.
So if like so Weezer were to
honest reaction.
So Weezer
say.
Were to do a cover. Of a band
in the white room.
It would have been 94? In 1974. 74.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Thin Lizzy.
Oh, I could possibly.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy.
Like
Thin Lizzy.
Not progressed that much.
Kiss.
Both did. The
Kiss is 74.
Sure. What?
Kiss. Kiss. The yeah. band Kiss.
Yes. Yes.
Led Zeppelin was still a band back then.
Yeah,
I think
Kiss from the band Kissing.
But also, also Weezer is still a band.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, really, though, I don't know. The bassist left, and then it's a whole different band, right?
Yeah,
can you right?
I mean, yeah, the second album is the best album.
There it
yeah.
is.
And then he went on to go do The Rentals, which is now...
I mean, like, it's cool what they do. I mean, it's all right.
It's basically
now,
the...
When they play it at a party, I'm not like, hey, kick off that radio knob.
Neil, nothing from the soundboard requested?
It's basically the ABC show Resurrection.
With Weezer?
You mean The Return?
Yeah, no, Resurrection.
What do you mean?
Starring Red Foreman as a father who lost his son 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He comes
is that
back.
Why it's called Resurrection?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, the French? Okay, Godard.
Would you call me?
Godard.
I know Godard, all right? That's an offensive term. So this Godarded guy, yeah. You know, wearing a beret. Yeah.
Is this like the bad GoBots version of transferring?
Do you really? You deflated so much. Is that like this?
I thought it was implied, all the humor with what I said.
I liked it.
Oh, behave.
Oh, there we go. All
right.
Yeah, baby.
Borat.
Yeah. It is so funny how similar Austin Powers and Borat are, like, in terms of...
Yeah.
You know what I was just thinking about today? The fact that everyone talks about how Austin Powers is they're parodies of James Bond and, like, spy movies from the 60s and 70s, but everyone forgets to always mention that it was also... it was also a parody of Demolition Man.
Really?
The whole concept was a parody of Demolition Man.
Why?
He gets frozen because his nemesis.
Oh, and it had like
Wesley
a time
Snipes.
Machine.
Wesley Snipes would be Dr. Evil.
That's cool.
And
and it's also like half the jokes were just like, What do you even call that thing?
Yeah.
Like he just, that
never
first
forget
one,
and
had no understanding of anything.
And then the other are just lame sex puns.
Just like Demolition Man.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand anything, and then it's lame sex puns.
Yeah. They're the same
it's
movie.
It's fucking Demolition
the same
Man.
Movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a pretty solid
idea. And Wesley Snipes is trying to get $1 million.
What'd you say?
Wesley Snipes is trying to get $1 million and then not pay any taxes on it.
Yeah.
Hide it, Wesley.
Yeah.
With your vampire powers.
Hent and I are the Sklar brothers. I set it up, he knocks it down. Right?
Gently pushes it.
What if the...
I was just, like, one Sklar always had to set up and one Sklar always had to knock it down. Like, how arduous that would be.
All right, I guess this time I'll set it up.
God, that used to be a whole career.
Setting it up and
like
knocking it down.
Just the guy being like...
You're talking about the Sklar brothers.
All one guy of a comedy team used to have to just be like... I went to dinner with my wife the other day. You just like set up things all the time.
Now the term for it, straight man.
I think it was called the setting it up guy.
Yeah, straight dudes. Straight dudes.
Straight
dudes.
Yeah,
I love straight dudes.
But now, because of Obama, everyone's a gay dude.
Hey, I told you, no politics. None of that. None of that Sean O'Connor politics in the show, okay?
All right.
I know you like to get real, okay?
Okay. No Obama.
Sean,
save it, Stanhope.
I know you think of the president's some kind of digger.
All right. Whoa!
No,
it's not either.
I know.
Jonah definitely said the N-word.
Did you just call me Judah?
Judah Ben-Hur.
Judah Ben-Hur.
Judah Raylander.
Neil.
Neil, got
you have
a
everything.
Soundboard.
And all he does is he keeps on looking up different gun sounds.
Ugh, gross.
I didn't realize that there are this many.
You look up
tools.
Schwarzenegger
you didn't realize there was this many soundboards when you constantly claim that soundboard is your art.
You definitely said the N-word.
Guys, remember it is recorded, and there's one person listening to multiple conversations going on. I just want to let you know.
Oh, I know.
It's directed by Robert Altman.
He's like the most alt director.
Alt. Robert Alt, man.
See, Neil's not doing any sound effects at all because he's
too many options.
You know what I would have done?
Here, this is
driver. I would have played a Stewie Griffin noise.
I've got those.
Not necessarily.
I have not gone past the first page, and I'm like dumbfounded.
This is terrible.
He's gonna eventually going to find the sound drop for the brown note, and we're all going to shit ourselves.
I mean, just random sounds.
You guys like the brown
note?
I would
commit suicide.
Who is your daddy?
If you shit your pants.
What does he do?
What would you? Why would you commit suicide?
If I just had to listen to sounds all the time.
You know, as a human being that has hearing, you do.
Yeah, I detox so much.
Do you guys want to hear? We were talking about like things to do to go to sleep earlier. Yeah. I can't do music because my brain wanders when I'm listening to music. Yeah. Aaron, you're kind of like me. It's like if it's a movie you've seen a bunch.
Yeah, I can close my eyes.
Yeah, and then you kind of like you like in your head, you're just seeing what you would be seeing if you're dreaming, but your eyes are closed, so you end up falling asleep.
I enjoy it.
I had the weirdest dream. It was the movie Brazil. Like, is that what happens when you wake up?
Whoa. No, no. I wasn't sure if you were saying a real thing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. No, I would never tell anyone my dreams.
Yeah, yeah. It's to be a stand-up comedian, isn't it?
You'd be the worst civil rights leader.
Yeah. I don't have any dreams.
I had a dream, and I'm not going to tell you about it.
I do have a dream, but it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah. Oops. Guys, after the digger stuff, we should probably ease up on that.
Whoa! And he said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I said civil rights leader. That could be anything.
I was talking about the civil rights of white people.
Oh, God.
This is what I...
Oh, man, I kind of...
This is one thing I've been going to sleep to. It's Pizzizz. It's an app, and it has, like, the most... The guy with the most transatlantic accent. Hmm.
So
now, having finished with the busy time of day,
oh my god,
oh, wow.
I'm beginning to make the transition into easy sleeping.
No,
it's so good.
I would be worried that this guy would fondle me after I went to sleep.
Yeah, like, how do you know that, like, at minute like 47, when he's sure that you're asleep, he's not like programming some weird thing?
He did say like a kind of a thing that bugged me, where he's like, think about all the things that are bothering you and just. Shoo him away. Shoo him away. And I was like, oh, I never heard that. I've been listening to this thing for like a year and a half. I never heard him say that.
Oh, you got deeper.
And like the earbuds become little dicks going inside of your brain. My voice will just this is kind of molesty. It's kind of also peaceful. But you have to be really like...
And it changes around, too. It's like...
What to do?
Is this ASMR, Neil? That's our resident ASMR expert.
It's ASM artist? That's what they call themselves.
I don't want
anyone. Hey, watch what happens now, too, but stuff like this happens.
Hitler was right.
Deeper part of you. Take care of the rest.
Shit like that.
Oh, The Undertaker?
Hell is real.
Just fall asleep.
Coming up is like my favorite sound in it, and it only happens in the one part.
Favorite sound?
Yeah. It's like a weird like music box thing.
At first, with it kind of sounded like an NPR sexy talk down. But then as soon as like the death toll starts playing.
It's a meditation bell.
It's so soothing.
Something that you do each and every time you go to sleep.
Oh, here comes.
Let yourself know that sleeping and dreaming, resting and refreshing yourself
are the only
things that you're doing now.
Reminds me of those old like Disney books where
man,
you put
I can
on
get
the record
that sound
and read
elsewhere,
the book.
Man, you don't have to listen to that. Just
oh, cool. Thanks, Hampton.
Yeah, I know plenty of songs that got that sound.
Let's just keep riffing, guys.
I'm gonna do my own right now.
Let go
of your words.
That's it.
That's all you got?
Wow.
It's the ladies.
It's 12:30.
12:30 at night. I am the ladies, man.
Here, I got one, too. Go to sleep. Wake up, bitch! Guys, imagine.
It's a new day!
For the one time! Sorry for yelling.
All right, we're gonna. Oh, you know, another guy sent in a theme song. Should we listen to it? Give it a chance.
Well, who did that first one?
Save it for next week.
Sure,
Jonah did it.
Oh, Jonah did it.
Yeah, that was really good.
What do you mean you?
I would just wanted you to say it because nobody else knows that you did it.
Stop chewing on the microphone.
Remember, this is like the soft microphone, so I got to get up on it.
Nope, I don't remember that, Cash.
Hey, did you guys know
that are really soothing? By the way, I've always wanted to tell someone that my favorite sound is putting golf clubs in the bag.
Ooh. Kind of a dull, contained, like it's carpet and rubber and a little bit of metal clanging. Yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of ASMR videos that are all clicking things.
I need to find those.
Like those little, they're like toys, but they're like, I think they're for training dogs that like little clicking things.
You know what my favorite sound is? Can I say my favorite sound?
Yeah.
What?
James Dean Type is an album from Sean O'Connor, and it is available on iTunes.
I was going to say, my favorite noise is the nonstop clicking noise Sean's mouth always makes, but I love it. I personally love
Sean's
it.
Sean's dry mouth, yeah.
And it's all over that album. All over.
It is.
In those ASMR videos, the term for that is schlick.
Schlick.
No. I was totally joking, and you were like, yeah, oh, that dry mouth.
My album sounds like it was recorded in the desert.
I don't think that.
That was when we were
live from Red Rocks.
It was like the first or second time I cut
it. It was 17.
17 times I licked my lips to survive.
Oh, Conan comes out. Very nice lips.
Yeah. That was like when D starts, she's like, why wouldn't they give him water? She was basically turned into Anna Klumsky from My Girl or whatever.
He needs his
water.
But seriously, buy the album because Sean's very funny.
All right, we're going to play a song by The Makeout Party. Two of the guys from this band went on to start Burger Records.
Oh, they didn't start Kiss?
Here's
from the band
song
Kissing?
Change.
Make up party.
Change, you don't see it coming, but it does. It makes you wish that it was like it was. A people, a well paid, things get harder, it should grow. But just so you know, the way that it goes. Oh, well, I'm getting smarter. Things are not harder now. You want to make it work out, well, so I'm told. Thank you.
All right, that was Change by The Makeout Party. And it's time for... Neil, do you want me to do this?
I'm ready.
It's time for Twitter Game!
Everything guys
people
right.
get really into it and have fun.
Yeah, I'm enthused about those times. Those times when people are excited.
That was just an excuse to lick your lips a lot.
You guys fucking suck. This might be the worst group of guests we've ever had.
I've been having so much fun.
I've never thought in my life, never once in my life, that I missed my brother.
Oh,
that was a two-pronged insult to you guys and my brother.
But really, who was the worst guest you've ever had on?
My brother.
No. Who was the worst guest we ever had on? I'm going to say Wade Randolph.
Why are you saying...
Because I was never here when he was here.
No, he was here.
Oh, yeah, he was here. Oh, yeah, so...
And you drank a bottle of white wine in about 13 minutes and then became the most belligerent person I've ever seen.
No, he was great. I love him. I love having him on. He's a real good guy. I like him a lot.
Is he in the three-timers club?
I think he's in the two-timers club.
He did
club.
One of these, which is a spinoff show that I do.
Nailed it.
Sean's having a birthday this summer.
Nailed it.
Things are about to get.
No, I don't know.
James Dean type. Whoops, that was the wrong one. Supposed to be James Dean type.
Is Sean's album a type of ribs?
This summer.
Our mesquite's baby smoked ribs. They're done right.
Famous Dave's. It does sound like Famous Dave's.
Who's Famous Dave?
Oh, I hope a rapper just samples that part.
Ribs.
Oh.
Is he the guy in Shark Tank?
No. Famous Dave was the guy who was on Food Network's barbecue competition. And he's like, I'm Famous Dave's. I own over 300 barbecue restaurants. And then he lost first.
Yeah.
They can't be that good if he has 300 of them.
Yeah, they're not. He lost first.
He's buying really bulk meat.
All right, you guys ready for band fights?
Band fights.
We asked our dumb Twitter followers to tell us to pick two bands, and then if they were to get into a fist fight, then who would win and why? At the fretboard, Bill Tackett, who continues to send us really good sound drops that continue to not get put into our soundboard.
That would involve me thinking about the show for more than 1 minute.
But
while
also
not
the
at
guy
the
that gets most upset about the show when it doesn't go well.
I don't get that upset. Well, no, I did get upset when Cash fucked up the show in Portland.
You're currently strangling me.
Mm-hmm. He says Rollins Band versus Coldplay. It says Rollins Band wins. Coldplay defeated by their own low self-opinion. I guess you got to know Coldplay more.
Yeah.
Do they not like themselves?
What an easy dig.
They seem like they really like themselves.
Like, what an incredibly easy dig. Is he from mid-2000s?
Yeah,
like,
what is it?
Bill Tackett.
Coldplay.
I don't see Coldplay walking out on stage just like,
Rollins,
oh, man, I can't believe you guys showed up. It's just
Isn't Henry Rollins just going to do his bad
slam poetry?
Slam poetry.
Yeah. I have one. Anal Cunt versus the Turtles. The Turtles win because they're from New Jersey. There you go.
That's very funny.
Yeah. I said some pizza pie.
Baby's Beer and Barbecue at Baby's Beer and Barbecue.
Is that a restaurant or someone's?
I think it's a restaurant. Baby's Beer BBQ says Jefferson Starship versus Jefferson Airplane. Loser cannot use her Jefferson anymore. Whoops. This guy must have been drinking some of his beer.
That's no Famous Dave, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. At Bobzo Bobzo Boso says King Crimson versus King Missile versus King Kroll versus Khaki King versus Kings of Leon. Mate, is everyone fucking drunk that tweets at the show?
Yeah, it's Kings, not of, Kings Leon. Of Leon. It's Kings of Leon.
I don't know what would encourage that kind of behavior. Perhaps the ramshackle way you do this.
Yeah, why?
Why?
At M_Gameron says,
Jesus and Mary Chain versus Oasis. And he says Jesus and Mary Chain wins. Walls of Feedback overtakes somewhat acoustic approach. Also, Crazier Brothers.
Wait, Garth Brooks versus Chris Gaines. Fight.
Oh. Gaines has got him.
The struggle comes within.
I think it ends with them both 69ing and we all win.
Come in me, Garth.
It ends in a
Garth
broken...
in me, Chris.
It ends like in a broken back.
They're just like rubbing each other's backs.
Chris in me, Garth.
Oh, who won the King one?
Kings of Leon.
They didn't give King a Crimson. They didn't give a winner.
So Kiss. We all lost?
That was part of the assignment, wasn't it?
Yeah, to give a winner. Fail.
311
versus 9/11
versus 9/11.
I contend 311's way worse.
And there it is.
They wrote this, right?
down.
Add Zach _ says says there should be a battle royale with all ska bands. Scattle royale. He says winners less than strong. Jake. He's wrong. There are no winners.
You know, Jake won. Jake versus less than Jake.
Here's another one.
I've been thinking a lot Ryan about Dolan. How shit on ska all the time, and then we listened to it in the car today, and I was like, I don't mind this music.
Ska's what, not bad. Ska?
Yeah.
Ska, no genre of music is inherently bad.
Yeah, they are ska. They're like the traditional sense of ska, I would say.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Well, that's another really white racist quote you just said. They're, you know, real ska.
Oh, well, first
like
off,
real hardcore rap, like Beastie Boys.
They're ska 2.0 because like it's not like the Jamaican ska.
3.0.
Ska.
Yeah.
Jamaica ska.
And that Funicello, everyone.
And that Funicello.
Rest Some in people. Peace.
Yeah.
Big old like, titties.
And Fishbone.
Hmm. Yeah. Right.
And
do you know what Jamaica ska is? Do you know what Jamaica
anyway,
is?
Anyway.
I actually have one.
Most ska music is this white
I'm gonna throw this
shit.
Out to the,
everybody knows.
I'm
going
to throw this out to the group because I don't want to write the joke, but less than Jake versus better than Ezra.
There it is. I kind of want to just do
winner
like
Ezra
Beck versus the Polyphonic Spree. Like you just have to fight a whole army.
Yeah,
yeah. That's like yeah.
One guy.
And he's like, come on, Thetans.
And they're like, we also like Thetans.
Don't fail me now.
Dude, you're never gonna tour with.
I want to sell those out in front of the Scientology T-shirts. Thetans, don't fail me now.
It's you constantly scampering away in front of the
there's more real bad misspelled
things.
There's another one.
Yeah?
At Diehard 11 says Marion 5 and Cold Space Play. Winner, we all win. Nope.
Man, you berate your fans.
Yeah, because they're dumb idiots.
They're scummy fucking pigs.
They're pieces of shit.
Your listeners are 13-year-olds getting high for the first time.
We took that question out on like a Sunday afternoon, too. It's not like this was 3 in the morning.
Guys, give it a level of thought, right? Like, we just thought of some off the cuff.
And yeah, we spelled them all wrong in our head.
That is true.
This is another example. At Boris Crunch says 10,000 maniacs would kick 4 non-blondes' ass, but to be fair, they would be outnumbered by like 9,000 plus people. So you couldn't do the math. You couldn't do 10,000
minus 4.
Motherfuckers.
10,000 plus is so many
and
more
also,
characters.
Also, here's where that guy's a true idiot, because 4 non-blondes were 4 non-blondes and 9,996 blondes. So it was an even match. I did the math.
Feet, don't fail me now.
Creed versus Nickelback. Who cares who wins as long as somebody gets hurt?
Guys,
really going out on a limb there. Yeah. Yeah. Justin Dasher of taking out Creed and Nickelback.
They keep doing this format. It's like Creed versus Coldplay. They both die and then I'm happy.
That's so Dasher.
I hope he, first hope he gets me.
What?
Oh, whoa,
oh,
no.
Come on.
Guys, I'm the only person who used it correctly.
Yeah. Here's a funny Fowler says, three-way battle royale, Cranberries versus Michael Jackson versus White Zombie. Hmm. Rob would take it. Better aim? Who, what the fuck?
Oh, that makes sense, because Cranberries had a song about zombies. Rob Zombie, Rob Zombie, and Michael Jackson was a zombie in the Thriller music video. I get where he's coming from.
That's the smartest one yet.
Yeah, I feel like you just explained fuck.
Oh, that guy wins.
Yeah. Wow, Phil Feller.
Way to go.
Apologies.
Out of nowhere. I tell you, diamond in the rough.
Oh, you got somewhere to be? You want to end the Twitter game?
No, I was telling that guy he's the best.
You're right. He is the best.
We usually play that song sarcastically. So that was an unsarcastic, you're the best around.
Okay, so don't play that song next time.
That's what I should do. I should cut it off.
Yeah.
Peter Cetera versus Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. All day, all night. Hollywood nights.
Oh, really? That's who you guys think? Because
I don't know Peter Cetera that well.
What? Chicago?
Fucking Chicago.
He's in Chicago.
I know, but I don't know what he looks like.
Chicago versus Boston.
Chicago? Oh, there you go.
Talking about cities, Chicago beats Boston. Because
bands.
Bands who retard. Boston fight will say some racial slurs to really piss Chicago off.
Diggers.
Sure. I'm pretty sure both of them have like a sock full of batteries ready to go.
Yeah. Wow.
I
think Chicago.
I think Alabama comes.
I'll always back Boston.
Chicago was like fight. They were like rough guys. They were like
the Fred Porter.
Although
says,
Andrew WK versus racial. Louis CK. Go. For the Grammy.
Best spoken word album.
Best spoken word album.
All right, I'm going to have to give it to Louis CK.
Because he keeps doing all that boxing.
Yeah, he trains with that boxer.
Does all that boxing. Yeah, but Andrew WK changes people's lives and lifts spirits. He power lifts spirits. That dude can lift mountains.
And his album was... First album, he had like a bloody nose, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually asked someone to.
That was one of the best shows I've
ever with a brick, I thought.
Yeah, it's so dope.
It's one of the best shows I've ever been to. It was an Andrew WK show in Philadelphia.
It's like.
I have seen his spoken word, and it was one of the worst shows I've ever been to.
I imagine that's
true. The show I went to was in a small, like, kind of ballroom with a chandelier. Someone was swinging from said chandelier.
Was it Sia?
And it came. Off the ceiling and shattered on the floor.
Jesus.
Like a 600-pound glass and metal thing just crashed on the floor. No one got super hurt.
Super hurt?
The doctor said they were hurt.
There was
playing. No kryptonite
they
anywhere.
They stopped playing. They kept going.
Oh,
that's cool.
Badass.
That's
a hugely expensive thing.
In the shockwave of people like pressing like away from this thing that fell, my friend got elbowed in the stomach so hard, he crawled over the stage through like kitchen doors into the kitchen of this like bar restaurant thing and puked for like 15 minutes in a garbage can.
Oh, wow.
Here's one of the most sexist.
Corey Feldman was there.
Here's one of the most sexist entries. TLC versus En Vogue. Doesn't matter who wins. Best fight ever. That's from at Cash Hearts.
Oh.
Yep.
Guys, quit with the who cares who wins. Have a decision.
Why is that sexist?
That was Cash that did that one.
It's all right, man. Guys.
Wait. But,
that's a good point.
But what?
Look him in the eye.
Two hot lady groups are fighting.
You get this
No. No, I just thought they were
it's
pretty
also slightly racist.
Do you know what C and TLC stood for? It was Chili, the most attractive person to
exactly
ever.
My point.
Yeah. Whoa.
I am a big Chili fan.
Sean is a thing.
I literally didn't understand
Lisa
what TLC
Left Eye Chili.
Ooh.
No.
What?
What?
No, she was just Chili. Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, Lopez.
She was the L.
Oh, she was the L.
And then T-Boz. The more butch one.
Oh, T-Boz. She had a cool haircut.
She had that she condom had like eye patch.
She had like my haircut.
She was dying.
That was Left Eye.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm a condom pirate.
Yeah, she had no death.
I'm a condom pirate.
And also, which one of them set her husband's house
that
on fire?
That was Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
That was Elle.
That was all of En Vogue.
Yeah. I'm more of an En Vogue guy.
Hold on.
I don't know. That stuff was like lame.
here's another one that someone, we asked this question, and then at Gavin Castleton says, how does one go about submitting music for your podcast? Thank you. I responded with, if you listened, then you'd know. And he responded with, I tried. It said your Bluetooth was broken. Fuck you. And I say this with the utmost confidence that you'll never fucking hear me say that to you.
Gavin Castleton versus Jodah Ray.
Wow. Who would win?
Gavin Castleton because he owns a sword.
That's my wife.
My wife. That sword's my wife. We're going to play a submitted song from Star Horse. They're from Sweden. Enjoy it. This song is called Don't Get Closer.
All the jokes, Sean. Quick.
Thank you.
Neil, were you playing sound drops the whole time?
You guys are
that's like so shitty to these people.
That's what I was saying.
No, it's a great thing because now if you liked the song but you didn't like the sound drop parts.
Sean's laughing about.
Wait, what
you
happened?
Guys are the worst producers of everything.
Who said I was a producer?
Yeah, I'm a co-host.
You guys are the worst co-hosts.
What is happening?
Well, this is funny. I said you're putting in all these sound drops. I was hearing it. I was like, if you're putting that in.
Wait, have you been playing the soundboard the entire show?
You know what? People listening have no idea what we're talking about because that did happen. And we're going to go back and we're going to put the song. These people listen and they're from Sweden and we played their song that was really good.
Oh, about to play Team America.
I might have played some applause over it, but that's like kind of like a little boost. Now it's like
a boost.
We didn't give their song away for free. It's like we put like a stamp on it. Like,
yeah, they're only.
Yeah, a lot of radio stations do that.
Yeah.
They go, like DJ.
That's true, but the fidelity of the audio that you get from listening to one track that's about 2 hours long, no one's going to like take that out since they can get it.
And they're like, oh, this.
Right.
I like this air horn part in this Dream Pop song.
Damn, this show just gets worse. Jesus. I was feeling so fucking great.
Dude, I love
last
it.
Last episode with Al. And
future episode.
Next week's episode that we took.
You can play with my penis.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
Al and Chris, it was great. It was a good time.
What do you want?
You can play
from
with
me.
My penis.
He wants parody songs, obviously.
I can't. Donut. All right, here we go. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than two birds. I'm more than three birds, but not more than five birds.
There he is, Weird Hampton.
Weird Hampton. Strange Steve. That's my name.
Strange Steve.
Strange Steve.
Strange Steve type?
Sean O'Connor's. Latest sketch album called.
Did you just say Sandra O'Connor?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Chandra.
Chandra Levy Day O'Connor.
Wait, she was found in a river.
She was found in a river.
I was living in Washington, D.C. at that time.
Alive. She just was going down a river.
It was very scary.
Oh, they found her?
I think so, right? Yeah, she was like an intern for a congressman, and they found her.
Gary Condit.
Oh, my God.
Condit.
Oh, he was a California dude. Yeah.
So that's a political murder, for real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because she, Connecticut intern? Avenue runs around. Or no. That?
How much turns into politics every time Sean O'Connor is here?
I gotta say right now, congressmen are like magicians. They're always making interns disappear.
Do magicians do that?
Wait, is that the type of humor we can expect and more on your album?
Stop James Dean. It, God damn it.
James Dean type on iTunes?
Yeah, you're like a...
Jeez.
Man, you remind me of Pete Holmes.
I was laughing at myself.
Well, if nobody else, then.
Shots fired.
Pleading, shots fired. Please, somebody. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic segue.
We went to a Red Bull sponsored rock show.
What did you guys do?
We went to see the Thermals at...
They're a good band.
They were awesome.
But we had to go to the Roxy, which is located the Sunset Strip, which is the worst.
How'd you like the Roxy? Mm.
The Roxy's nice, but...
The Roxy's nice, but everything around it...
Directly next door to the Roxy is...
World famous Rainbow Room.
Rainbow Room.
Yeah, the venue was fine. Sounded great. They were the Thermals played. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Room is like big Hollywood like known entity of just like...
What's weird
former.
About it, though, it's like... You go in, and most of the bottom floor is like a shitty family Italian restaurant.
It looks like the place where the Bad News Bears had their awards.
It's like fucking shitty red carpet everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just the 80s, like, kind of trapped.
And there's
welcome
of that.
To Luigi's Rainbow Room. Yeah.
There's still a lot of that there, too. I mean, we saw Ron Jeremy there.
Ron Jeremy, who, by the way, like, walked by, and then we're like, oh, that was Ron Jeremy. And then Jonah went to the bathroom, and then he was like, Ron Jeremy is just in there holding court.
Yeah.
And then I went to the
king
bathroom.
Of the bathroom.
And he
he just fucking just dudes around him.
I saw Ron Jeremy on a Southwest flight.
Oh, I saw Ron Jeremy on a Southwest flight.
I just see him on
the entire time.
I just see him
the promenade, like on Santa Monica.
Yeah, he's always
just walking around.
Yeah.
What else is he gonna do?
There's an internet story of him fucking a girl in one of the alleys in that promenade. Like he's a total skis.
This guy,
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah. He just will like fuck any girl.
That's crazy.
Adonis. I guess they're getting married or something.
They must be trying to get adventurous. It's really important. Yeah. So he was there. I'm convinced that Vince Neil was also there.
Vince Neil was not there.
There was a guy, blonde hair, goatee, looked like Vince Neil, also wearing a cowboy hat, a blazer, and had like an Indian bone chest piece.
Oh, that's definitely Vince Neil.
Yes, he did have that. And then on the back of the blazer,
wait, was that made of Indian bones?
I think it was
already like a $500 outfit.
Young Guns.
It was Lou Diamond Phillips' bone.
Lou Diamond Phillips' cheekbones.
But and on the back of his blazer was a bedazzled American Eagle.
Yeah.
Wow. It's definitely Vince Neil.
It was a blazer.
Yeah, and he had that. He had that. Like I said,
like he's a professor of some sort of asshole thing.
He's either Vince Neil. He's either Vince Neil or Mickey Rourke. There's no other option.
He wasn't
options.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah, Mickey Rourke is like he wears like a lot more flashy clothes.
Yeah. Was he tan?
Yes.
Tan, fat. He looked like he owns a tequila company.
Long blonde hair.
Very bleached blonde hair, and then stubble that he somehow dyed. Dark.
Without a doubt, Vince Neil.
Yeah, Neil was not convinced.
It was not him. It's a guy that's been trading on looking kind of maybe sort of like Vince Neil for 35 years.
What's the trade? What's he getting out of this?
No babes. He walked in, gave a rock to the security guard. Here's the deal. Google
not like a cocaine
Vince
rock,
Neil,
like a,
and
like
this guy looked so much like Vince Neil because Vince Neil kind of looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter's successful cousin.
Yeah. Vinny!
Yeah. My Dog the Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Dog the Turquoise Dealer.
Oh, my God. Just leave. That's so funny.
I don't think Vince Neil's hanging out at the Rainbow Room on a Thursday.
I mean, let me ask you this.
It sounds exactly like something. And she watches a lot of reality TV.
Well, let me ask you this. Were there a lot of people who looked like that there?
No.
Or was he the one guy? Because then I don't think it's somebody trading in. You know what I mean? Like, I think
that's
played out.
It was kind of like dolled up.
Makes too much sense. Vince Neil going to the Rainbow Room.
Why wouldn't it be?
Fist bumps the dude. He's holding court.
And he shows up like this. Arms up and going, hey.
Ron Jeremy's there?
And the owner immediately greeted
him. Ron Jeremy. Red flag.
Occam's razor, sir. Occam's razor.
No, they would be fucking like, hey, we're both disgusted.
We did not see them.
They touch dicks.
Tips.
You're acting like they were like in
bump dicks. That's a Baltimore phrase.
You're acting like we saw them in the same room and they're like, oh, they're not talking to each other. We don't know.
They walked right by him. What?
Yeah, but he probably gave him a hug and a kiss on the cheek. Fucked him in the
Vince
alley.
Neil faded Ron Jeremy. He just ghosted him like
that?
Right? I should be in the tabloids.
He was standing still talking to
ridiculousness.
Some stooge. Fake Vince
faded.
Neil was
the
sitting
80s.
In a booth.
One conversation at a time.
Fake Vince Neil was sitting in a booth talking to some dude.
Jesus Christ!
I will say, I do think it was Vince Neil because after he gave a rock to the security guard, the guy who was clearly the owner came up and gave him a hug.
Yeah.
Like, hey, thanks for putting us on the map.
Yeah.
There's
anything you need, Vince Neil. Do you remember when he said that? Anything you need, Vince Neil.
Yeah. Right this way. All fine is outside table.
Remember
Vince
when
Neil.
That kid came up and he's like, my dad, Vince Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen my dad, Vince Neil?
Seen Vince Neil?
And then a guy came up to us and asked how we were doing. All gave us fist bumps.
Wearing a hat that said doctor on it.
I have a question. What were you doing at Rainbow Room?
We were waiting to say thank you to the thermals for putting us on the list.
Oh, yeah, we also went to see the thermals.
They ignored us. They tweeted, like, they DM'd us and were like, oh, cool. And we were like, Vince Neil's at the Rainbow Room. And they were like, cool.
Yeah. Cool.
We hate that kitchen.
Yeah, there's a sad, bloated man eating alone at the chef's table.
But, well, we're making fun of him. I would chow him down on French fries.
Was that the coolest after party then you've ever been to?
It was. It was
we were eating French fries, and then that guy came up with a hat that said doctor, and I'm going to guess he wasn't a doctor, because the first question is, hey, you guys want weed?
No, well, he comes up and he just,
no, that's a doctor.
Like, only doctor. How you guys doing? Gives us all fist bumps. He's like, you guys good? You guys good? You want any weed? And then we go, no. And then he asks Neil.
Yeah.
If he wants any cocaine.
Yeah. Yayo.
Yayo.
He wants some yayo?
The Vince Neil guy?
No, some other dude.
This is Vince Neil's doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
Guy with a
and there was also that
Vince Neil hamburger.
The dude that came up to us, he was wearing a Ween shirt.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That's kind of cool.
Wait. The drug dealer guy had a Ween shirt on?
No, the first guy that came up to us.
The first guy was like, oh.
And it was like, check out how hot that girl is. And then he ended
and then some
up
guy was just touching her ass.
Guys, yeah, no, but he, only you but guys know what you're talking about.
Like,
So there was a guy like, wearing a Ween shirt. He came over. He was like, New York Mets hat. Hey, Mookie Wilson, which is the guy who played in the 1986 New York Mets. And then I was like, okay, this is going to be the worst conversation ever.
I shut down.
Yeah. And then you were like, oh, a Ween shirt. Cool. I like Ween. And then you played a Ween song on the jukebox.
Didn't register to the guest.
Funny.
Yeah.
It was an internet jukebox. I was able to pay for it and put songs in for my phone.
That's kind of dope.
And so I played a Ween song. The guy did not budge. And then I just started playing Promise Ring, Get Up Kids, and
Weird Al.
You played Weird Al, which was the best. But the actual best thing that happens when the Promise Ring was on, Vince Neil, who I'm certain is Vince Neil, was at the bar and was dancing to the Promise Ring.
Hell yeah, that's what I want to put it into the ether now. Vince Neil likes the Promise Ring.
I got to. Is he on Twitter?
Yeah, let's
see if there's a Rainbow Room tweet from
Foursquare. I'm the mayor of the Rainbow Room.
This just in from Ben Getting, friend of the show, Ben Getting. I just walked into the courtyard. I just walked into my courtyard and dudes were breakdancing. But Weird Al, Polka Your Eyes Out was playing in my headphones. So it was real funny to watch. he just texted that now.
And we'll be back with more Ben Getting updates.
Now he just sent like a 5-second video of guys breakdancing in his courtyard.
You know what?
Ben, move back.
I am wavering.
Look at that, Vince Neil.
Ben Neil, come on.
Oh, my
We saw a guy that looks exactly like that. Neil's like, can't be. Because this is Los Angeles, and we're on the Sunset Strip.
Only Vince Neil. He hung out at?
Yeah.
Only Vince Neil looks like
I maintain that there's probably like a good 2 dozen guys that look exactly like him. That's
just you assuming some weird thing.
That's not weird.
Vince Neil look-alike.
That's not weird.
The guy that you saw last night pops up in the interview.
Hold up, Neil. The weird thing you're talking about, how it's just a guy that lives his life looking like Vince Neil.
Not that he like consciously does it, but there's just
but
like,
he's just in
that
the same
look is
thing.
So fucking. It's
so you're
cheap,
he's
you know.
But he looks.
I will say this: when I worked at the Irish bar, there was a dude that would come in on really slow nights that looked a lot like Bono, and he would sit in the back in the dark part and wait for women to approach him.
I will say, in the New York comedy scene, there was a guy who looked like David Cross and gave a bunch of girls chlamydia.
Whoa.
Was his name David Cross?
Yeah, that's David's story. They're that guy who looks like me. They're never in the same room together. Notice
except
that?
For that loud fight they got in front of like a behind a sheet in front of a white light, so you could just see the silhouettes of them fighting.
And Amber Tamlin was like, "I don't know which one to shoot."
I'm the real David Cross. Anything, Neil? What do you think?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
just
there's a lot of lookalikes, but
Vince Neil.
It's mostly like, hey, look at this fucking.
He looks like your mom's best friend.
There's a side by side comparison with Vince Neil and John Lovitz that's astounding.
Yeah, man, it's like that.
Oh.
He's got a real plumper face.
Yeah, well, that's the crazy thing is the Vince Neil lookalike theory is who's trying to look like
no
Vince
one.
Neil now?
Yeah,
no one's trying to cultivate that shit.
Although, no.
I'm not saying he cultivated it. I'm saying that he was stuck with it.
There are plenty of single dads that are sad that think that
it's plenty too unlikely, and it's too likely the opposite. Sad.
I don't know. It might have been. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, what the fuck does Vince Neil do? Go to the rainbow room and stick around.
Not only did we see him, we followed him into the rainbow room. Yeah. We were going to be like, oh, well, I guess we'll just wait out here.
I like how Neil's like, okay with Ron Jeremy walking in, but he's like, not the real Vince.
Where? Because I recognize Ron Jeremy. Well, that's probably
not real. You're right.
You haven't played one.
I would have expected
soundtrack.
Vince Neil at the silent movie theater. Just, you know, having.
I just searched on Twitter Vince Neil Rainbow. It does appear that he hangs out there a lot. There are a lot of references to him being there. So I'm just saying.
But this was his night off, and he sent the look.
Yeah, this was definitely somebody else.
It was the decoy Vince Neil.
Are we gonna?
I feel like Saddam's bodyguards.
Maybe I'm just disappointed he didn't have more of an entourage.
Hey,
he seemed to be completely.
What if Vince
solo?
Neil is more like it's an entity that you become? You know,
it's like Santa Claus.
I think if you do enough cocaine, you do become.
You become the Vince Neil, and then the Vince Neil is always at the Rainbow Room.
Yeah,
and it's a thing that has to. It's a mantle. It has to be passed on.
Yeah,
I like that. And with that, we're gonna break for a song by Wolf Collage, a submitted song. The song is called Something Like That. It's a new single, new album coming soon. Share, repost, replay. They say Wolf Collage. Sleep on the floor together.
Oh, that's adorable.
Adorable. That's when someone's really cute, but also seems like they'd be into the Doors.
Yeah.
Oh. Finally, Jonah has a misstep. It was a perfect game this whole program.
This whole
up
life.
Up until just now.
Jonah's thrown nothing.
The bit?
That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
Even the one that about the magicians.
You know what? As time's gone on, that joke is really great.
No, afterwards.
It's been elevated.
Say it again, then.
What? Congressmen are like magicians because they're always making interns disappear?
I like how you, magician's assistant, you're calling them interns.
magicians.
I wasn't even thinking of the assistant internship with this magician.
Yeah. I get school credit. I don't get any money.
You just made it better. I guess it's more of an apprenticeship.
There you go. Now let's workshop this adorable joke. Come on, ridiculousness. Get into it.
Adorable. It's
Can you give me some of those punchlines?
My balls. Get it.
I know, it's just like
he's gonna take these fart sound effects back. Just watch.
Sometimes you'll have like a dog in the clip and you're like, surely that dog won't be personified, and then we go there. Oh, I have a good one for when a guy gets hit in the dick and balls.
Please.
Is you go, oh, that's not a dong, that's a dang, that hurt. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll kick that up to corporate.
Rub your dick.
Rub Durdick. Durdick. Rub Durdick.
What are you doing these days, Sean?
Oh man, so much. I had an album come out.
Not that kind of podcast.
Did Vince Neil like your album?
He did.
He was a Vince Neil tape.
Oh, what if we played Sean's album on the fucking internet jukebox at the Rainbow Room last night?
It would not come up.
Why not?
I think I've sold
it. It's on the internet.
You're not iTunes certified gold?
Oh, no, no, no. But I was in the top five the first day.
Nice.
For 2 hours.
So here's Jim Gaffigan's album from two years ago.
Still done.
I know Sean is saying that there's other...
Jason Nash is engaged.
Married.
This is not your first album, right?
Sir, I am in
this
that.
This is my first album.
But well, what about the album you put out in 2010?
No such thing.
Called The Real Me.
Oh, that is the guy who opened for Thin Lizzy. He used to screw up
this
my...
This is Nothing More Than This by Sean O'Connor.
I'm leaving the mics up. Anybody feel free to talk about it.
You know this isn't actually me, right?
Come on, be embarrassed for it.
I got so in love with you as I was listening to you sing.
Can you sing?
No.
Are you singing at all?
Come on. No, I also smoke too many cigarettes.
I bet you have a beautiful...
I had a three-way one time, the bad kind. I can do the...
This is a Sean O'Connor collabo.
And we were like...
Oh, no. That was embarrassing. Turn it off.
I will shut your computer.
It was me, a guy, and a girl.
No!
There's this guy I sort of know.
Is that on audio? Then I'll get a play. Can you please pause this?
So we go into the room.
No, stop! This is embarrassing!
Really?
Wow, wow, wow!
Oh, the sequel! Do you know I'm actually going to do a porn parody of your album and call it James Dean Type. Thanks.
D-E-E-N.
That was adorable.
I thought that was pretty good. Did you guys not search James Dean on the old porn sites? Yeah. He fucks an array of beautiful women.
Right. He's like, you know.
Wait, you search for him? Like, he's like the curator
of
your... He trusts his taste.
See what he's up to.
No, I do. I did.
He's a guy.
He's
good.
He's like the top dude, and he fucks him so good.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Who's the bottom dude?
All the best girls.
Ron Jeremy.
Here's what you got to think about: all the best girls want to work with the top dude.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good idea to search him.
Yes.
You're cutting the
you
fat
guys
out.
You're agreeing.
You're cutting the
it.
Fat out.
There you go. You just type in James Dean solo, and then you.
That's great.
And then it's just him
James
doing,
Dean
like,
solo yoga mat.
It's just him like doing a solo on his dick.
Oh, guys. We've had fun here.
I've had fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
Whoa, you got Columbine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
Who is that?
Melinda Cashner.
Who is that?
She's a Bloomington comedian.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
Oh, people love that club in Bloomington.
Yeah, the Comedy Addicts.
Comedy Addicts is great. Is that where you did it?
Yeah, okay. Jared. How do you like Jared? I love him.
Oh, Jared's great.
He's great.
Just, you know, Jared, the paparazzi guy?
Just Jared.
Jared Logan.
Fun fact about Jared Thompson, he was at the Promise Rings very first practice.
Really?
Yeah. And they said, hey, get out of here.
Whoa, he called it.
He called it way before.
Guys, I don't know how to rap.
Guys.
So buy James Dean type.
Yeah, I'm a James Dean
type. You can experience all the lame riffing of Connor. Go nowhere, Raves AV Club. Yeah.
Adorable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
What is this? Screams Hampton.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
I will kill myself.
We'll get
dining.
You a sample of that.
No,
that
I really hate my voice.
This is in Austin, Texas. Yes, cool city.
Play something
many
from my album.
Fancy restaurants.
Yeah, let's listen to Neil's album.
Let's see what happens when you put Neil Mahoney in the RDO.
Bunch of fucking pictures of my ex-wife.
And RDO, Neil.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought you said internet.
Yeah.
Nope, no one named Neil Mahoney makes music.
I'm an original.
One of a kind. A true Brooklyn baby.
I'm surprised there's not some sort of Irish.
Sure. A lot of Del Raven.
Irish drinking song called, like, The Bloated Corpse of Neil Mahoney or something like that. Some from the old country.
The
body
Mahoney.
Of a dead American, the Pogues, or something along those lines.
Maybe I was thinking of that.
That they're Irish, I'm American. Almost qualifies.
But you're Irish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half.
Half Irish, half incredible.
100% incredible. Half Irish.
Yeah, well, it's like an autistic child you're trying to cheer up or some shit. And 100% incredible.
Yeah.
What? Really, Dad?
Danger's my middle name.
What are you, Hampton? White?
What? Well, oh, Germanic.
German, Irish, and mayonnaise, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we said this earlier. Yeah. It's yunt, right?
Yunt, yeah.
Yunt.
Yeah.
Yunt. Rhymes with cunt.
It's pronounced Doubtfire.
Hampton Doubtfire.
Good boo! Good boo! That's right. The sequel.
Yes.
I have a bunch of friends from Georgia, and I didn't know that this was like a Southern American thing, but there's like this trend of, or tradition, I guess, of taking the mother's maiden name and making it the first name of the kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Beyonce, that's her mom's maiden name.
What is it?
Beyonce.
Oh, because it does sound
what
like
was
a last
her mom,
name a little.
Her mom's name was like Noelle.
Tina
Beyonce.
Yeah.
It makes
that
more sense,
still
right?
Sounds fake.
Tina Beyonce, get in the house!
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I still think Beyonce's fake.
I don't
she's
believe
living
in her.
My dream life.
I don't believe in her.
If my parents did that, my name would be Backlund Mahoney.
Backlund.
That's Backlund.
Great. Are you related
like
to Bob Backlund?
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah, the wrestler.
Oh, man.
Suck his dick, quick.
I need to get some of that Backlund juice.
I'm also related to
I'm super strong now
I'm
from the gym.
I'm also related by marriage to Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
How have we not have hit on?
My Uncle Steven, who you met,
yeah.
His wife, Carol, she's a Duggan, sort of related somehow to Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He was an NFL player before he was a
way off.
Like your family tree has a car wrapped around it.
Oh, I thought it was Chariots of Fire.
No.
Chariots of Fire is what we play when someone's going on.
That's so similar, right?
Yeah,
and then check out this other one.
They both have pianos.
I'm not like a crazy guy.
Young,
yo, yin, young.
Do you have any music news?
Yeah. Hey.
All right, we're going to take a break for a song and get D a beer. And this is the new Muff song, Up, Down, and Around, off the new album on Burger Records. Okay.
But I'm carrying on my day. Maybe I will go.
don't care what I'm saying every time. Are you scared when all I do is shine? Wake up early, what the hell? I'm getting something done. Run around and making trouble, lots of fun. Oh yeah, I'm up and down around. I'm not completely sound, but in and out and feeling freaky. Yeah, I'm up and down around. I'm lost and then I'm found. And spinning round and up and down again. Don't know what to do or care if it's true, but a little roller coaster night so good to you.
the past is all I know. When it comes down to it, I'm just a ghost. And when it comes down to it, I am all alone. My thoughts and actions, my recourse is my own. And truthfully, I don't think I am ready for this world. So let's hide inside the skin some more. I may be hopelessly in love with coffee shop talks, beach walks, and the stars above. With ideas about action without actually acting. With living our lives out of our minds. And when it comes down to it, I am filled with hope. When I look around at all these faces, eyes are filled with love. And even though I know it's false, it still brings me joy. So when it comes down to it, I'm just a boy. And when it comes down to it, I am filled with fear. That all his plans of punk rock scams may never come to be. That black, white boy and girl will always label us. When it comes down to it, I'm just a product. And I am but flesh and blood and bone. Able to be ripped apart, spilled and mashed to a pulp. And in the end, I serve only this earth. My lineage inscribed microscopic in dirt. And when it comes down to it, I am just in love. With you and him and us and them, I just can't get enough. So let's get married in a place under the sun. Mr. and Mrs. Everyone. Mr. and Mrs. Everyone. We'll all feel safe under the same insurance plan. Mr. and Mrs. Everyone. Mr. and Mrs. Everyone. We'll go out and find the biggest, coziest bed to call our own. Much needed rest will finally come. Mr. and Mrs. Everyone.
Package on the market shelf. My contents aren't fit for human consumption. I could tragically injure your perfect health. My ingredients will seize up your body's function. I'm the dirt that everyone walks on. I am the orphan nobody wants. I am the stair carpet everyone walks on. I am the leper nobody wants to touch. I am a sample, I am a scapegoat of useless, futureless, endless, mindless ideas. I'm a number on the paper you file away. I'm a portfolio you stick in the drawer. I'm the fool you try to scare when you say, we know all about you, of that you can be sure. Well, I don't want your crazy system, I don't want to be on your files. Your temptations, I try to resist them. Cause I know what hides beneath your smile. I am a topic, I am a subject for useless, futureless, endless, mindless debates. You think up ways that you can hide me from the naive eyes of your figurehead. But don't you find that it ain't easy? Wouldn't you love to see me dead? Your answer is to give me treatment for crying out when you give me pain. Leave me with no possible remnant. You poke your knives into my brain.
example. I'm no hero of the great, intelligent, magnificent human race. I'm part of the race that kills for possessions, part of the race that's wiping itself out. I'm part of the race that's got crazy obsessions, like locking people up, not letting them out. I hate the living dead and their working factories. They go like sheep to their production lines. They live on illusions, don't face the realities. All they live for is that big blue sign. It says, for. I'm bored, bored, bored. I am a product, I am a symbol of endless, hopeless, fruitless, aimless games. I am a sample, I am a scapegoat of useless, futureless, endless, mindless ideas. I am a topic, I am a subject for useless, futureless, endless, mindless debates. I am an example, I'm no hero of the great, intelligent, magnificent human race. The great, intelligent, magnificent human race.
Hey.
Must be the money.
Had a kinky Halloween.
AshleyMadison.com.
.com? That is truly funny.
AshleyMadison.com.
That's how I laugh now. I'm unbearable.
That's hey, that's my album.
Funny. Your album is unbearable.
Yeah, just joking. I was trying to segue into talking about your album.
Is that available on HamptonYunt.com?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you're the real James Dean type.
Yeah, whatever.
You are you are cool as fuck.
Yeah, I'm all
right. Neil, this would be appropriate right now. If you were doing your fuck. Jesus Christ!
You're cool as fuck.
Okay.
You're cool as fuck.
Thank you. Oh, Sean, you're cool as fuck.
Why don't you guys?
Wait, what was bit you wanted to do there?
What was the wait? Like, we're apprehensively waiting for the guitar riff to come in.
Hey, because like you were talking about how cool you were.
Yeah, get a mic, Neil.
Are we doing like Jimmy Fallon's Grooving with the News right now?
Is that what it's called?
Grooving with the News.
Rufus. Slow jam the news.
Slow jam the news.
Yeah. Huey Lewis versus the News.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say the last few songs you heard with that. Last one was End Result by Jeffrey Lewis off the 12 Crass Songs LP. Before that was Eric Awate. And before that was Toys That Kill. And before that was the song.
Oh, we went three for.
It's four songs, I think.
Four for Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, we are recording on Friday.
Like that.
Yeah. Ooh. Can you guys do Dueling Doubtfires?
I can't even.
Now, okay, this is a conversation. Dueling Doubtfires. Let's go.
I was born and raised in Oxford.
That's very good.
What are you doing?
Robin Williams.
I'm a hippo, Granny.
That wasn't that. Okay, if you were, then you messed
like
up even worse.
I like to beep up, scoop up, dance till you drip.
I don't care. I can't do impressions.
Snatch your fart. Snatch your fart, Sean.
You know how to embarrass Sean? Maintain eye contact with him.
snatch
get
your
out
fart.
Of here. Stop it, man. And it makes no sense because my eyes are beautiful.
Bashful, arrogant guy is the best guy ever.
Bashful, arrogant.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, Sean, do you
can buy and sell all of you.
Do your Doubtfire.
Oh, no. Stop it. Her name is Eugenia?
Yuva Geneva.
Yuva Geneva. We're really going to do it. No, I did not have it.
Can you do... I know I tried to make you do it before, but I want you to do Walter White and Godzilla.
Okay.
Godzilla. Godzilla, no. No, Godzilla. If you do this, if you destroy my city, yeah. I will end you. I will bury you. I will end you.
Godzilla's mad at him.
We got to have you back for when that comes out on DVD.
Oh, yeah. Topical Cash is what we call this.
True producer.
What was that, Neil?
True producer.
Yeah.
You should come out and promote Godzilla.
I'm trying to think of some of your other impressions. You have a
ton. Oh, I got a ton. Here we go. Here's Louis C.K.
Everybody has two daughters. Nobody even knows how to have two daughters. And they shit a Chinese onto a Chinese person.
Can you just hold on to the wall and you're good. That's the thing. Yeah.
To be fair, he's massively better than me.
So, I don't know about that.
So I feel comfortable being like, hey, I can do his voice.
Yeah, Louis C.K. versus Hampton Young. I'm thinking Hampton Young.
That's like that movie Face Off.
Hampton knows his last name is hard to pronounce and did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Louis C.K.
You have to change the spelling and everyone.
Y-U-N-T, believe me, it plagued me one night. But I did not follow through.
Well, when Hampton started, he went by Hampton Y2K.
Originally, my name was Rob Noxious.
I was an in-your-face Christian comic. Yeah, people didn't want to, like, tell you, you know, the Jesus
message. Bit.
Do a message and be like, you see these witches? Witches be crazy! Witches be up in your fucking grill! I'd say, fuck. I was an in-your-face Christian comic.
So un-Christian of you.
See these fucking witches? Witches? I wish they were fucking dead! Wow. Of AIDS!
You're saying the F word a lot. And,
I know.
And AIDS.
But let me AIDS, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't successful.
And also witches. But
what year was this comic?
1868, yeah.
Might as well have been. It was the Bush administration.
Oh, yeah. Sean's around, the politics come out of
there. I'm sorry.
I've always said that congressmen are like magicians because they're always making their interns disappear.
Assistants, you turd.
I can't believe that cricket paid to come in here.
Wish kid.
Bummer.
Can I just say that on the soundboard page, the image for Rosie O'Donnell sound drops is Rosie O'Donnell's face superimposed on, I think, one of Saddam Hussein's sons.
No,
the one, that famous picture where he's like, his shirt's all ripped open and he has a hairy chest.
Yeah.
That's just
people tune in to Jonah Radio to hear Neil's explanation of
what
sound
the hell?
Words, but never the actual sounds.
If you would like to hear more about my soundboards,
Neil, pick something.
Or describe them in greater detail.
You won't even know because he's not even playing them. Don't play the old ones, play the new ones.
No, the internet's not working. Show's over.
Now entering
Nerdist.
Turdist.
Neil, hold up.
You made a weird. You made a weird. Hello, weirdos.
Now do Nerdist Writers Panel.
Hi,
weird.
What the fuck? Fuck ears, fuck.
Oh, you wrote it weird. Yeah. That's good. That's why you're weird, Jonah.
Weird Jonah.
Strange Steve.
Yink and Yankle.
Right. Daffy Mal Yankle.
Daffy Mal Yankle. Oh, so I forgot to ask Mal about that.
We
did.
This podcast is like fine wine. Sure. We're getting better with age, guys.
Yeah, this show's done.
Like, since we turned it on?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun. The show's done. We've had a lot of fun.
We have had a lot of fun.
Be sure to check out...
Consummate professionalism.
They're so angry at each other and not looking at each other. Oh, now they're looking at each other.
Yeah,
but before,
right at each other.
Before it was.
Here's the thing. I don't like these little touchpad squares. I like a mouse. More so, I like a roll ball. Those ones. It's like a mouse that's got buttons on both sides and a ball in the middle. Those are my preps.
Huh?
turn him down.
Oh, no, I turned the music up. Nobody heard a goddamn thing he said.
All right.
How dare you?
Oh, boy. I do not like the feeling in this room.
Is it because I'm high?
Are you drinking?
No, just joking.
Well, we've had a lot of fun. Neil's playing with fire. Now he's trying to light the microphone on fire.
Oh, I already lit this microphone on fire.
D.L. Hughley, live in concert.
He just spanked the lighter. Spanked the lighter. Spiked the lighter. He just spiked the lighter.
Keep riffing.
Yeah. He just spunked the lighter.
He just spunked the lighter.
Uh-oh, cash robot's broken.
The lighter. Spivey the lighter.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Demolition Man.
And as soon as he entered the room, man, he just started having sex with the doctor.
Oh, come on.
That is so rude.
Oh.
We're big pants people.
Whoa.
Kevin Meaney.
I know. He's great.
He's from Boston.
He's funny.
He's funny.
Let's pick a Chicago comic that could beat him up.
Tina
Almost
Faye.
Anyone. Almost anyone.
Rachel Dratch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean O'Connor.
Sean.
I have an album out. You can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or you could come see me at a show, and
boo,
I'll sell you one for $20.
That's gross.
I came into the comedy business to make some bread.
Who, you, Bono?
Yeah. I were Irish, and we're from the same town, and
I usually date the same type of
Stop people. It!
Wow. Wow, you did it where he stopped talking and you started it. It sounded like he had a weird sentence put together.
I usually date little mousy girls with...
Oh, come on, man.
Bangs work.
Come on, man. Come on.
He's trying to sell.
That's not right. Right.
This is my favorite Todd. This
We're
is my
big
favorite
Todd
Berry record.
Kevin Meaney. Have you?
How much of the album is Kevin Meaney's album?
About the Ding Dong. Like,
it's like 65% Kevin Meaney. When comedy stood out.
Yeah, and then he goes like outside, and it's like early days of video cameras. He's just like interviewing cars going by.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's fucking funny, man.
He was funny. What? Is he
funny.
About
is
to
he
kill himself?
No.
He is. He's on Broadway.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, The Great White Way.
Doing his show or doing somebody else's?
Hairspray.
He's doing Inherit the Wind.
He plays Edna Turnbull.
I get it.
Part originally played by Divine?
Divine.
Yeah.
The Divine Miss Anne.
Made famous by John Travolta.
Shows, it's usually a good thing.
Is that me? Is that me? Who is that?
It's Todd Berry.
Oh, I do rip off.
Todd Berry's voice and you thought it was you.
Trick check. Gotcha journalism here on Jonah Ray.
There it is. All right, let's turn this.
So please buy my album, Medium Energy.
All right. Let's end on a thing. How about that?
Wait, anybody got any plugs?
Hair plugs.
Hey, watch Drunk History.
Yeah.
Watch Drunk History Tuesday, July 1st, followed by Nathan For You.
Oh, great. That's a great pairing.
Yeah, it is a great pairing. We're the lead-in, so we're kind of better, but no big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wrote on a show that was the last lead-in for Nathan For You, and we were promptly canceled. The Ben Show, starring Ben Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy it on iTunes.
I remember that. That was Comedy Central's Night of Two Guys You Don't Know.
Yeah, I mean, but it was more, okay.
To be fair, it was great.
Yeah,
it was great. Show. It was just two guys that looked like each other with one syllable first names.
Ben and, Ed and Nathan.
We're ending the show with the new pornographer's new single, Brill Bruisers.
Your theories are flimsy at best.
Very.
My album.
We plug your album.
James Dean Type. Available
on jonahradio.com.
Yeah.
It's tied in a forest.